This episode of Locked On Eagles is brought to you by MyBookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid. You are flying high with Locked On Eagles, your source for the best Philadelphia Eagles news and analysis, brought to you by LockedOnEagles.com. I am your host, Michael Kist. Later on this week, we are going to have on John Owning from FanRag Sports. He's an excellent football mind and a great Cowboy follower to kick off our rivalry week. But to do that first, we're going to have to take a trip back in time, and we are going to give you today a narrative look back at the 1980 Philadelphia Eagles versus Dallas Cowboys championship game. A quick reminder before we kick it over to that: rate, review, leave your Twitter handle in the review for your chance to win a free PFF Edge subscription worth $40. It really helps our show out as well. If you love us, help us out and do that for us, and we really appreciate it. And without further ado, here's the 1980 championship game. January 11th, 1981, Veterans Stadium. The two-seed Philadelphia Eagles prepared for a showdown with the four-seed Dallas Cowboys. And despite being crowned the NFC East champion, the Eagles remained a home underdog by Vegas bookies, with Dallas being favored by 1 point. Leading up to the most important rivalry game in their history, the Cowboys rinsed the Los Angeles Rams 34-13 in the wild card round, avenging their 38-14 regular season loss to the Rams a mere 2 weeks previous. With legendary quarterback Roger Staubach retired, Danny White turned in a three-touchdown performance, and the Cowboys set franchise records with 338 rushing yards and 528 total yards, 160 of which came from star running back Tony Dorsett.
Yelling some instructions out. First down now. On the 12-yard line, Dorsett to the 10, 5. He's going in. Touchdown. Tony Dorsett. What a job he has done on this drive.
On the defensive side for the Cowboys, a halftime adjustment by head coach Tom Landry that featured five down defensive linemen while dropping 7 to 8 men in coverage confused and stifled the Rams' passing attack. Rams quarterback Vince Ferragamo, whose 30 regular season touchdowns tied for second most in the league, would complete just 5 of 13 passes for 49 yards in the second half while throwing 3 interceptions.
Ferragamo, there's the deep pass. Nobody down there, though. Quickscale comes up with it. Dexter Quickscale, a rookie out of South Carolina State. And John, I don't know what happened on that play. Nobody was down there for Los Angeles.
Well, there were three Dallas Cowboys down there. It looked like Vince Ferragamo wanted to go for one. He wanted to get one in the end zone. He decided this was going to be it. And he just threw it out there. And the only people, watch this, three Dallas Cowboy defenders right there as the ball comes down.
On January 3rd, 1981, the Eagles squared off against the Minnesota Vikings, who they had torched in the regular season 42-7. The Vikings jumped out to a 14-0 lead in the second quarter, and the Eagles would finally answer at the end of the half with a 9-yard touchdown pass from Ron Jaworski to wide receiver Harold Carmichael, and followed up by opening the second half by capping a drive off with an 8-yard touchdown run from running back Wilbert Montgomery. That's when the turnovers took over. 11 total in the second half, plus a safety. All told, the Eagles racked up 7 turnovers for their defense on their way to a decisive 31-16 win. The next day at Fulton County Stadium, the Cowboys erased a 24-10 Falcons lead with a scoring run that was capped off by 14 and 23-yard touchdown catches from Hall of Fame wide receiver Drew Pearson.
Drew Pearson going left. And Danny White looking, can't find anybody. Now he's going to start to run, pointing, directing traffic, going in the end zone.
Touchdown.
Touchdown. What a catch by Drew Pearson.
Shake.
Oh, what a catch. Motioning into the right. Picked up by Roland Lawrence. And it's a pass to Drew Pearson. He caught it. Touchdown. The Cowboys are out in front with 42 seconds left.
You know what it is, Ben? It's what we talked about, a playoff experience. Big game experience.
The game ended when the Falcons forfeited on downs for a final of 30-27 in a game that would later be dubbed the Duel in Dixie. After their big win, the Cowboys let the Eagles know they were coming.
We are not through. Our next stop is Philadelphia.
Yeah! That's what I'm talking about! Yeah!
All right! We is there! We're on our way, baby! Can you hear that? We're on our way!
That set the stage for the NFC Championship game. Eagles against Cowboys at Veterans Stadium, with a trip to the Super Bowl on the line. Before the game, the Eagles would grab deep into their bag of tricks and invoke a curse that dated back to 1971. By choosing to wear white jerseys at home, it forced the Cowboys to wear blue, which is what they wore when the Colts defeated them 16-13 in Super Bowl V. From that day on, the blue jerseys were considered to be bad luck, with the belief that the Cowboys played worse when not in white. Coming into the game, the Eagles would have the psychological upper hand. Not only would the Eagles have to take on the Dallas Cowboys, but they would also have to take on some hellacious weather.
You might have joined us late. It is now about 4 degrees, and it's supposed to get down to about 17 below.
It's going to be cold.
And the winds are going to be about 20 miles an hour, so it's going to be a tough day.
There were several factors that spelled doom for the Eagles. The Eagles' 7th-ranked passing attack would struggle in the cold, windy conditions. Eagles starting quarterback Ron Jaworski entered the game with a 2-6 record against their rivals, and the Cowboys ranked first in the league in points, depending heavily on a run game that ranked 6th in the league. Additionally, they had a pedigree that suggested that the Eagles would be simply outclassed.
Keep in mind, the Cowboys have been to the Super Bowl 3 of the last 5 years. They have been in playoff competition right up to their hips. They know how to play when it's on the line.
Trying to go to the Super Bowl for the 6th time. Something that has never been done.
You know, ever since I started this podcast, people have been asking for advice, and usually it's what team to bet on this week. You got Patriots or Steelers, Eagles or Cowboys. Well, let me tell you this. Where you're betting at is just as important as who you're betting on. So that's why I always tell people to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been in this business for years, and their rep is rock solid. They do 100% cash bonuses, so off the bat, you're making money for doing nothing, and they have the fastest payout, seriously, just 2 business days. I would only recommend a service to my listeners that's been good to me. That's why I'm urging you to make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. They have in-game betting, live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business, and an all-new mobile website that makes wagering on the go an absolute breeze. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to 100% bonus. Use promo code LOEagles, that's LOEagles, to activate your offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. In 28 playoff games, no running back had gained over 100 yards on the Dallas Cowboys defense. Eagles' Abilene Christian product, Wilbert Montgomery, would get nearly half that on the first drive alone, setting the tone for the rest of the game.
Wilbert Montgomery now is the defense coming high, and it's Montgomery with the ball. And with the room to go, Montgomery might go. Wilbert Montgomery, touchdown Philadelphia. 42 yards by Montgomery, straight ahead.
That's his 12th touchdown of the year. You might recall Monday night a year ago, it was his play on short yardage, the big one, that actually broke the back of the Dallas Cowboys.
The Eagles' defense would hold, and the offense would start moving the ball again on their second drive, with a contribution from a wide receiver that many had given up on, including the Eagles.
First down Eagles as they move out to the 49-yard line in their own territory at the moment. But Jaworski's going to try to put him in Dallas territory, and does, as Parker makes the catch from Jaworski. Aaron Mitchell on the tackle, but that's where they're going to work.
And Rodney Parker has 4.6 speed for the 40. He was cut by Atlanta a year ago, cut by the Eagles, and has been a deputy sheriff down in New Orleans. Right off Bourbon Street, I suppose, in the roundhouse, but he's come back to really make about, that's his 10th catch that's coming back with the Eagles into the stretch run. And this was a good grab.
He had a big game against Dallas in Dallas. Eagle first down at the Dallas 40.
But the Eagles would come up empty-handed on this drive, as future Pro Bowl kicker Tony Franklin, who had struggled in his second year as a pro, hitting only 16 of 31 field goals in the regular season, would continue his struggles today, with some help from the Cowboys' defense.
Ron Jaworski, the holder. Step back with his left foot. It is blocked partially. Goes into the end zone, and the Cowboys will take over. Aaron Mitchell, I think, got a hand on it.
With the Eagles' defense continuing to hold, they would get another chance to get the last of the barefoot kickers, another field goal opportunity on the next drive.
Here comes Tony Franklin in with Jaworski holding from 39 yards out. Here's Franklin. High snap, but they won't get this one off either. Franklin looking to throw. Harvey Martin. It appeared was the intended receiver by Franklin, and the Eagles are having all kinds of problems with that kicking game.
That's two times they've been inside the 40 and have come away completely empty-handed. The high snap goes right through Jaworski's hands, and now, like your premium, number one tries a pass. Harvey Martin couldn't believe it. I don't blame him.
Up to this point, Danny White had been held to negative passing yards, but he would soon lead a 68-yard drive that would be capped off by Tony Dorsett.
Also like Dorsett straight ahead. They like him well enough for a Dallas touchdown. A very good-looking and effective drive by Dallas.
A lot like Gale Sayers, when you call for him to run inside at 190 pounds, Dorsett can put his head down. He has tremendous control even at high speeds, and he doesn't vary much. He runs over a couple of people to get it.
With the game tied 7-7 and things not going the Eagles' way on special teams, it might be time to worry for some Eagles. But not for Rodney Parker, who continued to be cool as ice.
Jaworski this time has a lot of time. And Rodney Parker gets away from Wilson. And the Eagles pick up another first down.
Nick Corey, the receivers coach for the Eagles, said that Parker was so relaxed this week, he didn't even realize he was starting the game, a championship game.
Set up by a big Wilbert Montgomery run, the Eagles were in position to score. And Harold Carmichael answered the bell.
From the 25, Jaworski again will throw on first down. Carmichael wide open. Carmichael will score for Philadelphia.
But whoa, whoa, whoa. Not so fast, my friends.
Penalty marker down. A flag is down back at the line of scrimmage, and it's going to be against Philadelphia.
The Eagles would eventually punt and go into half, tied 7-7. In the third quarter, things would get cuckoo bonkers.
Runniger gets off a good high kick this time in the direction of Jones. And James Jones fumbles, and I think Philadelphia got it back. Ball is still loose, still loose. And the Eagles have it. Jaworski throws. Picked off by Anthony Dickerson. And Dallas gets the football back. Eagles in the four-man rush this time. White is down in the grasp of Harrison, and the Eagles have the football. Harrison hit him.
That's Carl Harrison's 11th sack of the year. And Bigfoot fell on the ball. Watch number 78. He finally got loose. Danny White never saw it coming. And the big kid from Vanderbilt took the air out of the ball.
That is Dennis Harrison.
After recovering in Dallas territory, the Eagles would be faced with 3rd and 8. 4 of 9 for the game on third down conversions, the Eagles failed, setting up a 26-yard Tony Franklin field goal. And to this point, field goals had been a circus.
Jaworski will hold at the 16, so it'll be a 26-yarder by Franklin. With that barefoot, gets it up, and good. The Eagles go back in front, 10-7.
Down 10-7 and facing 3rd and 17, the Cowboys, who led the league in third down conversions, would need a spark from a tight end from White Plains, New York.
Eagles again putting on the pressure, and they do, for Saldy. And he hung on, Jay Saldy, with a spectacular catch at the Eagle 40. Randy Logan made the tackle, but Saldy hung on to it.
That was a great throw by Danny White. Jerry Robinson thinks he has a chance for the ball, misjudges it. And Saldy makes the catch of the day in the championship game. Some reception.
28 yards. And a first down.
But the Cowboys' spark would be short-lived, as Eagles rookie cornerback Roynell Young would make future Hall of Famer Tony Dorsett pay for underestimating him.
The give is to Dorsett. Dorsett around the corner, fumbles, and the Eagles have the football. And they're herding it down the sideline. Philadelphia's Jerry Robinson comes up with the ball.
Roynell Young, number 43, made the tackle. It looked like Dorsett had gotten to the outside. Tony Dorsett gets to the outside. Looks like he can make the sidelines. And Rarnell Young, the rookie, comes up and strips him of it.
The fumble recovery put the Eagles in a position to take a commanding lead, and running back Leroy Harris didn't disappoint.
4-9 for Philadelphia. On the move with the Eagles. Jaworski gets to Harris. Leroy Harris pounds into the end zone for the Eagles.
That's the fourth touchdown for Leroy Harris, number 20.
With the Eagles' defense continuing their dominance and the Eagles' pass offense struggling, the Eagles would have to run the ball to finish the game. And Wilbert Montgomery would do his best, totaling 194 yards, including this 55-yard scamper that should have put the game away. But you know our Eagles.
Here's Montgomery, streaking into the Dallas secondary, and he could be gone. Montgomery could put it away for Philadelphia. Montgomery to the Dallas 25, taken down by Dennis Thurman. Jaworski's going to try to throw again. He has time this time. Carmichael, picked off by Aaron Mitchell.
Despite the missed opportunity, the Eagles' defense would continue to hold, holding Drew Pearson to 2 catches and 15 yards, and limiting Tony Dorsett to 41 yards total rushing.
The turnovers have done it for the Eagles so far. White on a bounce for Drew Pearson. Rodell Young, the defender.
Big pressure by Charlie Johnson, the nose guard, and Danny White couldn't quite load it up and throw where he wanted to. And keep number 88 under pretty good coverage here. Young is staying close enough to be involved in the play.
To Dorsett. They set up the screen to Dorsett. And he has very little room. Taken down from behind by Carl Hairston. What a play he made. Third down and 9. Here come the Eagles. The pressure is on White. And the pressure is what does it. Almost intercepted. And Dallas will have to punt.
The Cowboys would fail to move it to Eagles territory for the rest of the game, and the Eagles would finish the game out with a field goal from Tony Franklin to put the score at 20-7, crowning them NFC champions.
Intercepted by Rarnell Young, and that is all she wrote in this one. 20 years ago, the Eagles beat Green Bay at Franklin Field. 1980, the Eagles win the NFC.
This would be the last Eagles postseason victory for 12 years. But for one day in Philadelphia, despite the negative 17-degree weather, it was always sunny.
The NFC Championship belongs to the folks in green and white. What a display!
This episode of Locked On Eagles was brought to you by MyBookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid.